What about the issue of the patient who's had 5 years of tamoxifen, who's out maybe a year, 2, 3 years, or in that window having completed tamoxifen? What are the situations where you might consider starting an AI?
Well, there's no prospective data to inform us in terms of when it's reasonable to start an AI after tamoxifen has been discontinued for an extended period of time. I can tell you that it's pretty uncommon for me in actual practice if the tamoxifen has been discontinued for a year or two without an aromatase inhibitor initiated. It's uncommon for me to initiate an aromatase inhibitor at that point in time. I don't think it would necessarily be wrong to do so. It's just that we all have to make judgments when we have an absence of data.
Where do you think things might be heading in terms of breast cancer chemo prevention? And specifically, of course, the AIs are being looked at. How do you think they're going to play out in the prevention situation?
Oh, I think that the aromatase inhibitors, at least based upon the contralateral risk reduction that we see in the ATAC trial, for instance, that the aromatase inhibitors are likely to be superior to tamoxifen or raloxifene in the breast cancer prevention setting. I think the real challenge will be whether or not those risk reductions are offset long-term by the issues of osteopenia, osteoporosis in the otherwise healthy population.